Well, we're now well and truly into the preparations for the festive season. And one of the major considerations is what's going to be on our table on Christmas Day and, successive days, really, as it turns out. And to help us talk about and think of ways that that can be a more, nutritional exercise for families, I'm joined by Dr. Marissa Olson, who's a lecturer in nutrition and dietetics at Charles Sturt University. Good afternoon, Marissa. How are you?
I'm very well, Brett, and yourself?
Look, I'm very well, and like most families, preparing, planning for the feast. So the contemporary feast today, has it changed in nature, do you think, from the traditional, pudding and turkey to something a little bit more nutritious for Australians?
That's a really good question, and I guess I can only really speak for my own experience and from my own perspective, and I guess also from, my sort of own cultural background of what we always do. And we've sort of done a mix of hot meal at some time. We also do seafood and salad and things like that. And I think too, as our family has changed in terms of the diversity of people within our family, we might have brought in, some different practices and ideas from other families. So, and I think that, if we think more broadly, I'm sure that there's a lot of variety in what people do out there on Christmas Day.
Look, the Christmas feast, as we know it, it's a fairly emotional experience, isn't it? It's one of those signifiers that we're actually celebrating Christmas. How can that feast be hit those emotional marks, but at the same time be a little bit more nutritional for families?
Yeah, look, it's a really important day for a lot of people, and I think we use that word tradition, and I think there's people go into Christmas Day with expectations of what they want to see on the table and what how they want Christmas to go, and a lot of that is the sort of foods that we share, and they, bring a lot of emotions with them and a lot of memories, and, that's really important for people. So my general philosophy to eating these days is that all foods fit, and that includes Christmas Day. So I tend to try and promote, particularly amongst the little ones in my life who are still developing their own relationship with food, this idea that it's about variety, that it's okay to eat the indulgent foods, which are usually the ones that are associated with those emotions, let's face it, so the desserts or the types of, maybe more expensive sort of meats and things like that we might consume, the seafood, that sort of thing. But it's also important for us to eat a good variety of foods to make sure that we are still staying well and healthy. But, that idea of what is wellness and what's healthy also has to incorporate our psychological and emotional well-being.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of guilt attached to Christmas Day, isn't there? I mean, we acknowledge that we're not going to eat perfectly on Christmas Day and the succeeding days that follow on, Boxing Day, etc. But that's tradition, isn't it? You don't have Christmas unless you indulge.
Look, absolutely, totally, agree. And it's really not just the day, is it? It's all the lead-ups, it's all the get-togethers and the parties.
Yes.
And, there seems to be this sort of compulsion that we have to see everybody that we know before Christmas. And usually that involves some sort of sharing of food or even if it's just a coffee and a piece of cake. So I think we can never get away from, and neither should we get away from that connection that we have between the social connections that we have and how food is really important in that. But I think also we just need to probably be a little kinder to ourselves that this is that time of year, that's what happens. And just be a little kinder that it's okay. It'll whatever normal is, we'll get back to normal again. Later and, after in January, as long as that sort of guilt doesn't rebound, I suppose. And, because, of course, it's like Christmas is the season of plenty and indulgence. And then after Christmas and leading into New Year, that's the season of restriction and, you know, punishment for what we did. And I think that's really very sad. And I'd love to see us evening out, like I said, that sort of pressure on ourselves and having a bit more compassion for ourselves over this period.
Look, one of the things that's quite prevalent in the media at the moment is the cost of living, okay? That's going to have an impact on Christmas for many. Is there a way of both saving and being nutritious at the same time?
Look, I think, I could probably tell you, and any other nutritionist or dietitian could do this, could tell you 1,000 ways to save money. And, you know, that's all out there on the internet. We're more than happy to provide some links and things to some good information about that. But I think, you know, if we sort of take into account what we've just talked about, that importance of certain foods at Christmas and people feeling like it's just not Christmas if you don't have X, Y, Z on the table. And I think something that my family's been doing and, you know, possibly people need to be or could think about in their planning, in that, you know, lovely planning phase leading up to Christmas, is what is it that really truly is special to our family? You know, are there really some foods that we just cannot not have on the table? Cannot not. That we need to have on the table. And are there other foods that perhaps we could, go with something, a little less indulgent, maybe, you know, something that's still a bit special but is going to be a little more cost effective. And, you know, probably a really great example is can we do more salads and veggie-based dishes on the table and have, you know, one or two really special types of meat on the table or seafood. Not, you know, everything that, and I appreciate that's really difficult when you've got multiple people in the family and multiple desires in terms of what is special. But I think if we can start having that conversation, that can maybe help alleviate some of all of those concerns that we've been talking about. It is tricky, though. I totally appreciate that.
Look, given that we live in a very multicultural environment now, are there things that we can learn from other cultures that celebrate similar feasts like Christmas about the way that they feast and maybe with a more nutritional outlook, if you will?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, disclose I'm from, you know, a very Anglo-Saxon sort of background I do try to include some of those other sort of foods from different cuisines in my own diet. But, you know, even the, again, that sort of sociocultural sort of values around food. And I'm thinking of, you know, like, say, for example, the Mediterranean way of eating where, it is about getting together with the family and eating together, sharing food and celebrating those sort of social connections and spending time together, apart from the fact that a lot of those particular types of eating patterns tend to be more plant-based, which, you know, is probably more cost-effective and probably better for us health-wise in the long term. I think there's a lot that we can learn from other cultures. And I think, you know, for the people listening, it's about keeping an open mind and asking questions of people in your life that are from a different culture and seeing what you can learn, seeing if there's a recipe that they can share that, you know, might be just a little bit different to have this Christmas.
Marissa, the enduring message coming from this conversation is it's a time just for coming together and to enjoying what it is that you enjoy and not necessarily going all out with the feast.
That's right. And I think, yeah, that ultimate lesson of compassion and being kind to yourself as well as to each other.
Thank you very much for the chat, Marissa. Very enjoyable. And
you
have a fabulous Christmas, and I hope that your table is laden with, enough to call it a feast.
Yeah, absolutely. And all my best wishes to you and your listeners as well.
That's Marissa Olsen, who's a lecturer in nutrition and dietetics from Charles Sturt University. You're listening to Community Drive on 2MCEFM.